Hey, hey, all right, let's go. It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2026. April Fools, I said the wrong year. It's 2025. It is April Fool's Day. Welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. Real quick look at all the top headlines as you start your day, and the show starts right now. And we always start with the top story. A couple dates to be aware of regarding President Trump. Tomorrow is Liberation Day. That's what he calls it. It has to do with tariffs. It's the day he plans to roll out tariffs that he promises will free the U.S. from foreign goods. We don't have too many details about what exactly that will look like, what is coming, but it is coming tomorrow. Also, this Saturday is the deadline for TikTok to find a buyer. Trump had extended the original deadline to April 5th, and here we are. Again, the parent company, ByteDance, either being forced to find a buyer for TikTok or the app is once again set to be banned in the U.S. On to sports. Another update on March Madness this morning. The women's Final Four teams are locked. These games will be played on Friday. First up, it'll be South Carolina and Texas, followed by UCLA and UConn. Again, both of those games are set for Friday with the championship game scheduled for Sunday. In baseball, the Torpedo Bats are taking over. It's not just the Yankees using these new and improved creations. Members of the Orioles, the Blue Jays, the Twins, and the Rays are all confirmed to be in on it as well. This has been the biggest headline by far out of the first few days of this new season. Lastly, in football news, one of the top stories at the moment is Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. He spent a day practicing and throwing with the team, a day that Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin called, quote, real productive. It doesn't sound like the team is in a hurry, though, to make a decision on the matter. On to some entertainment headlines. First, the judge just ruled that photos and videos of Gene and Betsy Hackman's bodies cannot be released to the public. There's body cam footage and photos from the scene. And if they are released, the two of them need to be blurred or edited out. Yesterday, I mentioned the arrest of actress Kim Delaney, and today we have a little more information. Her husband, James Morgan, who was also arrested, told police that she tried to run him over with her car, or at least she used the car to try to hurt him. They were reportedly fighting for 2 days before getting arrested on Saturday. Here's a great one. Dave Coulier of Full House is cancer-free. Love that. He was diagnosed back in October with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and he's now cancer-free. He did 6 chemo treatments and is happily on the other side of it. This is great news. In relationship news, Hailey Bieber claims she did not unfollow her husband, Justin, on Instagram. She said it was just a glitch. People online are always trying to find proof that these two are not on good terms, despite everything they say. Now fans took it as a sign when it seemed Hailey unfollowed Justin. She said, chill out, I didn't. Also, a couple months ago, Justin unfollowed Hailey, but he claimed at the time that he was hacked. In other Bieber news, the 10-year-old son of Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick, Rain Disick is his name, he just addressed the rumors that Justin Bieber is really his dad. Again, he's 10. He was on an Instagram Live and he said, quote, no, he's not. Bro, I swear. Justin Bieber is not my dad. Scotty is my dad. I don't know how old my mom was, but I think Justin Bieber was 16 when I got born. I don't think my mom would do that. Bieber was actually 20 at the time when he got born, but Rain says there is no truth to those rumors. Moving on to movie and TV news. CinemaCon just got started in Vegas, and a couple of the big stories to come out yesterday. Sony revealed the title for the upcoming Spider-Man movie. Tom Holland wasn't there. He's around the world filming The Odyssey, but he was in a video to break the news, and it'll be called Spider-Man Brand New Day. That's the title. Filming starts this summer. Also, a crowd out there got the first look at the upcoming I Know What You Did Last Summer sequel, and they reportedly were very, very excited about it. They were cheering. That movie will be out July 18th. In other news, Ketchup Entertainment has now officially saved Coyote vs. Acme. This movie was made by Warner Brothers, then they shelved it as a tax write-off, apparently, which I still don't fully understand. And now it will see the light of day. I'm very, very happy about this. We don't know when we're going to get to see it, but we will. In TV news, production has begun on season 3 of House of the Dragon. They have started filming, which will most likely mean a release date in 2026 for the new season. And we're getting more info about season 7 of Black Mirror, one of my faves. 6 new episodes on the way. Netflix just shared plot info about each episode as well as a new trailer. I've got that up in our Instagram stories this morning at First Thing Pod. The new season will be out on Netflix April 10th, which is very soon.
And now, let's enjoy an intermission.
This show is supported by Nandaka, the coffee alternative that changes everything. I've been drinking it for a while now, and instead of like a quick caffeine hit from coffee, I get steady, sustained energy that lasts all day. There's no crashes, no afternoon slumps. It's clear, focused, calm energy. I feel great, really. There's no bloating. It's more light and balanced, and it's made with some really clean ingredients. They use 100% fruiting body mushrooms. Every ingredient is sourced for purity, potency, and maximum bioavailability. I've been really paying attention to the things I consume lately, and Nandaka really passes the test. I'm so glad I found this product. I'm so glad they are here supporting the show, and I have a deal for you. You can get 20% off for life and a free starter kit with your first purchase when you go to my link. It's peaklife.com/firstthing. Peak is spelled P-I-Q-U-E, so peaklife.com/firstthing. Do not forget the first thing, peaklife.com/firstthing. On to music. First, Roger Daltrey of the band The Who just opened up about some stuff he's going through. He was on stage when he told the crowd that he's going blind and deaf. He called it, quote, the joys of getting old. He was positive about it, though. He said, fortunately, he still has his voice. That's great. Miley Cyrus shared the title track to her upcoming album, Something Beautiful. The whole album will be out at the end of May, but she just dropped Something Beautiful along with a music video for it. As a nice surprise for fans that's out there now. Vera Farmiga, the actress who you might know from The Conjuring or The Departed, she's in a bunch of stuff. She's about to release a metal album. The Yagas is the name of the band. They just put out one new song, and their new full record is coming April 25th. Also, they're playing a show in New York on Saturday. The band Brand New, they just announced a full tour. They've done a few shows lately and just announced a bunch more. They kind of broke up in 2017. Have now officially returned. The tour starts in May in Seattle. All the dates are up in our Instagram stories this morning. And in other concert news, yesterday, President Trump signed an executive order aimed at ending ticket price gouging. Kid Rock was there in the Oval Office when he signed it. This order will crack down on bots that buy concert tickets in bulk and resell them. Some additional headlines here on this Tuesday morning. Tragically, the death toll out of Myanmar keeps going up. As the scope of the wreckage becomes more clear, the number is sadly just getting bigger. As of this morning, the death toll is now over 2,000. I keep reading articles, and I'm sparing the details here on the show, but it's absolutely heartbreaking. And again, that number is expected to keep rising. In other international news, this is a huge ruling. A far-right figure in France, Marine Le Pen, was just found guilty of embezzling European Union funds. She was hoping to win the presidency over there in 2027, and now she has been banned from running for political office for 5 years. She was also sentenced to 4 years in prison, but her lawyers said that she's filing an appeal. In tech news, Apple is now reportedly working on AI doctors for their health app. Project Mulberry is a secret initiative to revamp their health app. Sounds like this could help people. There's potential here. I've also read before that they have like a 15-year plan to create a glucose monitor for the Apple Watch. In food news, Burger King is giving out free onion rings today. This is not an April Fool's joke, I promise. That's for members of their Royal Perks program. When you make a $1 purchase, bam, onion rings. You have to use their app or website to take advantage of it, though. Lastly, I always end the show with something positive. We need some good news. Today, it's a shout-out to a young girl named Sophia Kot-Arkuri. She is 13 years old, and she has just been invited to join Mensa. That means she's a genius. She got the highest score possible for someone her age on the IQ test, a 162, despite having zero prep for the exam. She just rolled in and aced it. That's a higher score than Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking, apparently. It's crazy. Again, she's 13 years old. Sophia wants to pursue a career in coding when she grows up. She's going to change the world, no doubt. Very impressive, Sophia. Sophia Kot-Arkuri. I wanted to give her a proper shout out, and the show is over now. Okay, all right. Thanks for being here. Hope it's a great month for you. April starts now. Seriously, my kids are the perfect age to take April Fool's Day a little too far. I remember last year I had to stop my daughter from melting purple crayons and putting them in my wife's shampoo bottle. So stuff like that, it will be happening in my house again today. So wish me luck. Let's do this again tomorrow. I'm back with another rundown of all the things that happened between now and then.
Please tell your friends about this show.